理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 5. Placing an order.
Mr. Y is a buyer from overseas, visiting the office of an import and export corporation in Shanghai. Mr. Zhou is the manager of the corporation, with Ms. Li as his secretary.
Mr. White is to see you, Mr. Zhou. Shall I bring him in?
Yes, please.And bring me the correspondence file and the last quotations we sent him, will you? Oh, just remind me, Miss Lee, did we offer subject unsold?
No, we offered firm.
Thank you.
Mr. White?
Good morning, Mr. White. You have had a good trip, haven't you?
Yes, very good journey, thank you. We have had your offer and are very much interested.
I wonder if you have found that our specifications meet your requirement. I'm sure the prices we submitted are competitive.
Oh, yes, and I've come to place the order with you. We like the design of your ivory carvings. My company will send you an official confirmation soon. But there are a few questions still to be settled. For example, the costs for sending the goods.
Yes, I see. We quoted you X warehouse prices. They want me to give you the prices FOB. That would cover transport from our warehouse to the docks. And all the handling and shipping charges that will include wharfage, porterage, dock dues, and port rates. Leaving to pay the sea freight and marine insurance. Is that what you want?
No.I think we should prefer to have an idea of the total cost delivered right to our port.
Then what about a CIF price that would cover the cost of the goods to make them seaworthy? A comprehensive insurance with the clause from warehouse to warehouse. All the forwarding and shipping charges and the freight paid to your port.
But there will be a few things left for us to pay.
Yes, the charges for your forwarding agent for clearing the goods, paying the custom duties, and arranging delivery to your site. I can get CIF prices worked out by our shipping department while we go on talking. Miss Lee, take these price quotations to the shipping department and get them to work out CIF prices for Mr. White, will you?
I would like to ask you next, Miss Joe, about delivery.How soon can it be effected?
We'll take partial deliveries. I mean, we could let you have, say, 1/3 of the order immediately from stock, and this can be dispatched just as soon as we can get shipping space. In this case, I suggest you make your order on shipping schedule divided in three, each with an interval of 3 weeks.
Good.
And the final consignment would be forforward delivery, at some future time, when the goods are available from the mills.
Excuse me, but I think we should like to have a definite date for the last shipment.
Of course, you can stipulate in your order saying final shipment not later than such a date, some date on which we could agree, which could be met by the mills supplying us.
Good. Let us know the best they can do.
That depends on their production program and the orders they have on their books. I should inquire, not about yourself. You are not pressed for time, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Good. Well, while Miss Lee is typing out these quotations, perhaps you will have something to drink with me.
Thank you very much. I should like to.
Good morning, Mr. Mehta. Welcome to our factory again.
Good morning, Mr. Cheng. It's always been my great pleasure to meet and talk to my old friend.
Likewise, how can I help you this time then?
Yes, as you know, we are one of the leading manufacturers of semi-synthetic products in India. Also a big and constant consumer of penicillin G, potassium crude, which serves as our most important material. We are very interested for the time being,importing 20 tons of the goods. and it would be highly appreciated if you could give us your firm and favorable quotation for the item.
It will be a great honor for us to serve your business before we could move forward with the transaction. However, we may have to explain that we could hardly supply you with the product directly at present. Since we are confined by the exclusive agent agreement with AEC Company in India.
I have been informed of the matter. What I'm talking about is the business between you and our established trading company in Hong Kong that would channel your product into India and elude the exclusive agent problem at the same time.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, I would like to book an order for 20 tons of the goods in one lot, since they are just badly demanded.
Much to our regret, Mr. Matter, I'm afraid we are not in a position to satisfy you with the quantity you inquired. As summer is usually a slack season for antibiotics production due to its high temperature. What is more, two of our workshops will be overhauled during the period, and that will make the supply situation even more stringent.
It's understandable, but I also heard that your new facilities for penicillin production is going to be fully operational very soon. I would be expecting some of the product could be squeezed from that.
We'll consider your requirement. Since the new facilities has been completed quite costly, we would grant those priority who can help us with prompt payment, which will speed up our capital operation.
As we deem you our most reliable supplier, Mr. Chong, we would guarantee you TT payment in advance for 10 tons of the product from your new facilities, while open LC at site for the rest half from old workshops. Do you think it's suitable?
To be frank, it is quite an unfavorable payment terms for us, as we always do business on the basis of equality and mutual benefit. We should like to extend to you our best offer, which is at $22.5 bow, CIF Bombay, sea shipment, hoping it is good for you.
Thanks. We would also like to have your CFR price if convenient.
Of course, there will be 21.8 bow.
Let me check. In such a case, I could accept your price on CFR basis, since it will lower our import cost if insurance is lowered by us.
That's fine. Should we call it a deal and sign a contract?
Yes, please.